Our gospel reading is taken from the gospel according to the author of Luke from the 28th verse to the 36th verse of the 9th chapter. We are reading from the NRSV English Translation Updated Edition. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up to the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Suddenly, they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking about his exodus, which he was about to fulfill in Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but as they awoke, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us set up 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not realizing what he was saying. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent in those days, told no one any of the things they had seen. Listening to the gospel reading and to the preaching, may we receive God's blessing.
Thanks be to God.
So today is the second Sunday of Lent, and our story is about the transfiguration of Jesus, which is a synoptic story. Anong ibig sabihin pag tinawag nating synoptic story, members? Nasa tatlong gospels. Thank you po. Meaning, it is present in all 3 earliest Gospels, which means malalim ang inuugat ng kwentong ito and its meaning to the first and second generation Christians and their community. Now, before we proceed to the actual story of the Transfiguration, Jesus and his closest followers, si Jesus at yung mga tagasunod niya, already traveled around. So bago nangyari itong kwentong to, nag-ikot-ikot na sila. Marami na silang napuntahan, no? Sa mainit na araw. Preaching and also healing people. Bago ang kwento ng Transfiguration, nakapaglibot-libot na si Jesus sa kanyang mga at ang kanyang mga alagad. Nakapangaral na sila at mangilan-gilan na ang napagaling sa kanilang mga sakit. Before the story of Transfiguration, nag-preaching on the mount na si Jesus. Alam natin preaching on the mount? Na ang opening line ay yung "Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be, blessed be," diba? So nakapag-preaching on the mount na siya. At nakapagpakain na siya ng 5,000 people. Nakapagmilagro na rin siya sa calming the storm, no? Nung tatawid sila ng lake, may bagyo, nagmilagro si Jesus, "Tumigil ka," sabi niya dun sa bagyo. Calming of the storm. Afterwards, pinadala niya yung kanyang mga alagad, 2 by 2 on their own mission. Diba? The sending of the disciples. At nakabalik na sila. So, sinend sila, tapos nakabalik na sila from their mission. At nag-report sila sa kanya about their, ano yung mga ginawa nila at yung kanilang experience. Now, within the same chapter where the Transfiguration story is, which is chapter 9 of Luke, it says that Jesus is under the surveillance of King Herod Antipas. It says that Jesus is under the surveillance. No? Binabantayan siya ng mga intelligence, ng mga intelligence fund ni King Herod Antipas. Within the same chapter, Peter declares Jesus as the Messiah of God. And in response, Jesus tells them that siya bilang Messiah, he is going to be rejected by the temple leaders. He will suffer and die, but on the third day, he will rise again. He then challenged them. Chinalenge niya yung kanya mga tagasunod that those who wish to follow him must carry their cross and must also be willing to give their lives the same as he is. So yan ang lahat ng nangyari before tong kwento ng transfiguration. Diba? Sufficient to say, sobrang daming nangyari kay Jesus at sa mga followers niya. At by this time, itong time, by the time na mag-transfiguration, patay na si John the Baptist, yung pinsan niya. Taken, tortured, and murdered by the same King Herod Antipas. For no other purpose other than entertainment and to satisfy the revenge of his mistress, the wife of his brother. Because John the Baptist was criticizing and denouncing Antipas for inappropriate relationship with his brother's wife. Diba? Yung mistress kasi ni Herod Antipas ay asawa ng kanyang kapatid. Official na asawa ng kanyang kapatid. And so, as mentioned after the death of John the Baptist, patay na si John the Baptist, si Jesus naman ang under surveillance. So, ang dami-dami nangyayari, dami-dami nangyayari, dami-dami nilang pinuntahan at kinawa. The followers were even sent to preach and heal without him. By that point, Sobra na rin maraming kinuda at chinika si Jesus. And then, eight days after nag-declare si Peter na siya yung Messiah, he went away, umalis siya si Jesus kasama si Peter at yung magkapatid na James and John. Ang kanyang inner circle. In the Gospels, when Jesus goes out to pray, it also means he goes out to rest and have quiet time. No? Familiar sa mga evangelical yung word na quiet time. Diba? So, tuwing sasabihin sa Gospels na aalis si Jesus, siya ay mag-quiet time. Sometimes alone, minsan naman with his closest collaborators, no? Peter, James, and John. So with so many things happening and with so much work that Jesus and his followers did under the threat and watchful eye of the false Herodian king, it is still important for them to intentionally step away for a moment, pause, rest, eat, and most importantly, pray in silence and calmness for the well-being of their bodies, their minds, mental health, and their souls. They also need to do this to regroup. No, kailangan nila mag-step away, mag-pause para mag-regroup. Check up on each other and see their direction and next plans. Tignan nila ano ba yung susunod, saan sila susunod na pupunta, ano yung mga plano nila. Kailangan huminga at magpahinga. At kailangan tignan muli ang mga bagay na ating naranasan at ang ating mga susunod na mga gagawin, lalo na with the reality of the external threats. With so much happening around us, especially this week, with so many things we are doing in our church community, kahit na Marso pa lang, We need a time to step back and pause. Diba kanina nga nabanggit ko na eh. Diba nabanggit ko na kanina, mag-end of the world na ba ng April? Daming gustong gawin ngayong March. Pinagsisiksikan lahat sa March. So sa dami ng nangyayari at struggles at sa ating mga personal na buhay at dito sa ating MCC community, sa LGBT network, sa paparating na eleksyon, and then this recent development sa national teleserye between Team Kasamaan and Team Kadiliman, at sa iba pang mga ganap sa buong mundo, kasi may Team Orange din somewhere. In the midst of all the chaos, mga bardahan at bardagulan, that most of us have participated. Like Jesus and his followers, we need to pause and step away from all the chaos kahit sandali lang. We need to silence our hearts and minds and calm our souls and look inside us if our part in all of this chaos is still true, kung ito ba'y totoo pa rin, to the gospel message and the principles and values we claim to offer and live by. Kailangan natin tignan, kailangan mag-pause. Wait lang, ang mga chika ko ba ay naka-align pa rin? At kung paano ako chumichika, naka-align pa rin doon sa gospel message and sa mga principles and values na di umano ay aking isinasabuhay? Align pa ba? Like the reactionary and emotional Peter, kasi si Peter sa Bible ay masyadong emotional. Masyadong madrama, ang daming pachika. And like the ambitious James and John, mga ambisyosang alagad ni Jesus na dapat daw uupo sa kanan at uupo sa kanyang kaliwa, Jesus invites us to go up the mountain with Him to breathe and to calm our raging hearts. We are His followers. And after niya tayong sinugo sa ating mga misyon bilang individual Christians and bilang Open Table, He is inviting us to go up the mountain, to step away, pause, and reflect. So that we may ask, itanong natin sa ating mga sarili, where is God in all of this chaos? Where can we hear God's voice? And what is God telling us sa lahat ng ito? Jesus is inviting us to reflectively remember, alalahanin, whom we serve and follow, and why we serve in a faith community within the context of all these socio-political upheavals. Jesus invites us to learn from Him to step away and pray at huwag magbabad sa social media. And doing so, masumpungan muli natin ang Diyos sa lahat ng ating mga ginagawa at sa lahat ng mga kaguluhan sa ating paligid. Stepping away from people and all the social problems, Peter, James, and John witnessed something remarkable. They saw Jesus become luminescent. Kasi naman eh, pa-profound si pastor ng word eh. Nagliwanag si Jesus. Ayan. Jesus became luminescent. And then there appeared the prophets Moses and Elijah. Moses, representing the covenant and the priesthood, and Elijah, representing the prophets and the prophetic tradition. What is at the heart? Ano ba ang nasa puso ng covenant? Love. To love God and loving neighbor as one's self. Yun yung puso ng covenant. What is at the heart of the prophetic tradition? It is a call for justice and compassion as the expression of the covenant among the people and as the people. Jesus transfiguring, representing the fulfillment and embodiment of the covenant, love becoming flesh, and the continuation of the prophetic tradition. Jesus as the source and standard of redemptive justice. When we intentionally take the time and space to step away, kahit sandali lang, from all the chaos and also examine our own hearts and minds, the hope is that we will encounter the transfigured Jesus and to be reminded that our mission and our spirituality go back to the covenant of love and to the roots of redemptive justice, held together by our living example, Jesus Christ. Sino ba si Jesus? Ano ba ang mga chika ni Jesus? Jesus who teaches us not only to love our neighbor as ourselves, but Jesus teaching us to also love our enemies. To pray for those who hurt us and who have different political, ideological, and theological perspectives from us. Jesus who flips the tables of the powerful and the greedy, and not the table of the poor and oppressed, who sadly, many of them, have put their trust in false saviors in the person of politicians. Nagets natin sinabi ko? Jesus, kailangan natin mapaalalahanan, Jesus flips the tables of the powerful and the greedy, not the table of the poor, maski pa sila ay mga loyalist. Jesus who tells us that the front and center, ang gitna at harap ng ating mission and evangelization are the poor, the oppressed, and the victims of violence, which includes EJK victims and their families, which includes the drug addicts themselves, which also includes victims of the crimes of those who are under the influence of drugs. Ang sentro at gitna at harap ng ating misyon includes all of them. Walang tapon. Walang iwan. Kaya mahirap maging mabuting Kristiyano. Kasi lahat talaga bit-bit. Walang iwan, walang tapon. Even as we set boundaries, ulitin natin, we set boundaries, clear tayo sa ethical lines. But our love must include the followers. Our love must include the followers of Team Kasamaan and Team Kadiliman. Many of which, marami sa kanila, ay part of the oppressed sectors. Ayoko, Lord, diba? God's love and redemptive justice includes all. Mahirap maging progressive na Kristiyano dahil in our wokeness and sense of goodness, having understanding about human rights, social analysis, liberation theology, sometimes, kahit alam na natin ang lahat ng bagay na yon, sometimes we are also easily pushed towards gloating and to respond with equal ideological violence and vitriol. Diba namin nating chika, alam natin ang liberation theology, alam natin social analysis, leftist yung iba, ganyan-ganyan, diba? Pero sa totoo lang, intersectionality, ganyan, patriarchy, diba? Class analysis, daming chika. Pero tayo din emotional. Ang daling matriggered. Madali tayong nahihila ng Team Kasamaan at Team Kadiliman to mirror the same behavior that they have. And it seems that this week is our vindication and the opportune time to let out all our frustration in the form of insult, sarcasm, or even outright attack, thinking we are being aligned and staying true with our values and principles. But in truth, ang katotohanan, lahat tayo, including myself, ang katotohanan is that we simply enjoy the satisfaction of our own human vindictiveness, which all of us are guilty of. May nagchika nga sa akin, may nag-comment pala. Pastor, pagbigyan mo na. Ito naman, killjoy. Kuya, wala naman ako pinagbabawalan. Wala naman ako pinagalitan. Ako naman ay nagpapaalala lang. Then and now in this preaching. At ito ang paalala. Ano man ang political colors nyo, ano man. Kasi, sige, aminin natin. So, kung nabasa niyo official statement ng MCC, ng ko sa Open Table, no? Officially, never nag-endorse at never kumonekta ang church na ito or ako bilang pastor sa any political party, group, or politician. Wala. Although, aaminin natin, so yun yung official as an organization, as institution, pero aminin natin, maraming members dito, 95-98% ay kakamping. Tama? Okay. Meron naman. Meron talaga. Oh, pero itong community na ito, ang living proof na kahit hindi ka kakamping, welcome ka dito. 'Di ba? At hindi natin inuuntog sa pader yung ano, hindi kakamping, 'di ba? So ito ang paalala. So ako naman yung nagpapaalala lang. Pero may magpapaalala sa atin. Regardless ng ano ang ating political views, universal itong kanya magiging paalala. Ito ang paalala ng nanay nyo. Naunawaan ko ang frustration nyo, pero mas radikal ang magmahal. Madali makipagdebate, pero mas epektibo ang magmahal. At ito ang kanyang sinabi.
Noong nagdeklara ako, tinanong ako ng media, kung pink na daw pa talaga ang brand colors natin. Ang sabi ko, sa totoo lang, hindi pa namin ito pinag-uusapan. Dahil biglaan ang naging desisyon natin. Pero, sa taong bayan na mismo nang galing ang direksyon, pink ang kulay ng pag-asang nagising sa loob nating lahat. Nakita natin ang pagbaha ng pink sa mga social media feed natin. Na mga ribbon sa poste, na mga litrato, na mga taong nagsuot ng pink para magpakita ng pakikiisa sa ipinaglalaban natin. Kaya maraming salamat sa pakikiisang ito. Mahaba pa ang lalakbayin natin. Kaya may panawagan ako sa inyo. Ipakita na ang pink hindi lang basta kulay. Uri siya ng pamumuhay. Hindi lang siya damit o ribbon. Kulay siya ng pagkatao na bukas, nakikinig, nagmamahal. Tayong lahat ang nagdadala nito. Kailangan nating isalamin ang tunay na ibig sabihin ng pink habang suot natin ito. Gumawa ng mabuti, magpaabot ng tulong sa kapwa, maging mahinahon sa pagbabahagi ng ating mensahe. Tandaan, madaling makipagtalo, mas radikal ang magmahal. Hanapin ang mga damdamin at sentimiento nagbibigkis sa bawat Pilipino. At mula doon, bigyang liwanag ang katotohanan. Iisa ang pangarap nating bukas. Mas mapayapa at mas maginhawa. Isang bukas kung saan hindi magkakalaban, kundi ipinaglalaban ng Pilipino ang isa't isa. Rosas ang kulay ng bukas at pag-ibig ang magdadala sa atin doon. Pag-ibig ang magpapanalo sa atin sa laban na ito.
Sabi rin ng kanyang former running mate, naintindihan ko ang frustration ng mga ilan sa hanay natin, pero sana hindi ito dinadaan sa galit, sa pangungutya. Gentle reminder, we need to persuade and convince. We do not need to ridicule and insult. Kailangan natin makipag-usap at makinig, hindi magmamagaling, hindi mangiinsulto at makikipag-away. While this was said during the 2022 campaign, the request of Kiko and Lenny. Pausok. Ang kanilang pakiusap remains true and relevant. Ang pangungumbinsi at pagpapanday ng mas maayos na bansa sa pamamagitan ng radikal na pagmamahal ay hindi natatapos nung natalo nung 2022. ito ay nagpapatuloy. And this is the hard truth. Ito ang masakit na truth. Dahil nakalimutan natin ang radikal na pagmamahal or meron tayong resistance dito maski nung mismong 2020 itong kampanya pa. Pwede ba nating i-consider na tayo rin, kung kinoconsider mo sarili mo ay kakamping, pwede ba natin i-consider na tayo rin ay naging bahagi ay, at may ambag sa ating pagkatalo sa mga pagkakataong hinayaan natin ng ating mga sarili na hilahin tayo sa kagustuhan ng iba na makipagbardagulan at bardahan? Did we shoot ourselves figuratively when we gave in to the enemy's desire for conflict between our people? Now, we find ourselves again in the same conflict, and this time, thinking that we have the upper moral ascendancy, we again lash out and make fun of others, while our nanay, your nanay, actually remains unbothered and resists getting pulled back into the same conflict. Nasa malatong chika. Subika lang siya nung tinanong siya nung reporter. We have said each of our pieces sa sarili-sarili nating mga social media, and we have already had a laugh sa social media at sa mga chat rooms. All of us, including me. Now is the time to step back, pause, reflect. If the way we are behaving expresses ang radical na pagmamahal, not only of Nanay Lenny, but of Jesus of Nazareth. Using Lenny's video and quoting Kiko is not an endorsement of them, but a reminder and an appeal for all of us. After all, yung pakiusap nilang radical na pagmamahal ay walang kulay o politika. It applies to all, anuman ang political affiliation mo. While at the same time, paalala yan sa atin dito sa simbahang ito na 95 to 98% ay kakamping. At mahalagang paalalahanan kayo muli sa salita ng mismong nanay nyo. In the story of Transfiguration, a voice was heard sa kwento ng Transfiguration. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Despite our best efforts and best intentions as followers of Jesus and as kakamping, some of us, talagang hindi rin tayo nasunod at nakinig sa kanila. Sometimes, like the disciples of Jesus, we even get frustrated with Jesus and with Lenny. Tama ba? And we could not understand their message of radical love. May nakita na nga ako post. May nakita. Nung hinahanap ko yung video, may nga ako post. Sorry, Mother Lenny ha. Hindi ko na kaya. Magbabarda na ako, sabi niya. Nagpaalam. The story of Transfiguration with the second Sunday of Lent after this chaotic week reminds us to step away for a moment, pause, pray, and reflect. Be reminded of who we follow. Be reminded of the values and teachings we claim to believe and practice. Ang radical na pagmamahal hindi gagawin kung nanalo siya at hindi ihihinto dahil natalo siya. It is a movement and a way of life beyond elections. Radically inclusive love is in our UFMCC statement of faith. But it stretches all the way back to Jesus of Nazareth. We are reminded that the struggle and work is not over and it continues. In closing, Peter said to Jesus that it is well and good that they are there and they should stay on top of the mountain together with Moses and Elijah. Dito na lang tayo, Jesus. Ang bongga kasi, nagningning ka. Tapos andyan yung mga propeta. Dito na lang tayo sa taas. But after the spectacular experience, Jesus tells them that they should go down the mountain and continue their service and ministry for all people. And what was the first thing Jesus did? Ano yung unang bagay na ginawa ni Jesus pagbaba nila from the mountain? Jesus healed and liberated someone from a convulsing spirit. With him, si Jesus mismo, being frustrated kahit kabababa lang ng mountain. Si Jesus mismo na frustrate. Sabi ni Jesus, "How long will I have to be with you, mga akla?" But even with this frustration, he nonetheless freed someone from a demonic possession that causes convulsion. Pinalaya niya sa isang pagkakagapos ang isang taong may espiritu ng pagwawala. After we step away and meet Jesus and the prophets and hear the voice of God telling us to listen to Jesus, and after honestly checking ourselves, tayo ay babalik sa kaguluhan nitong bansa natin at ng mundo. Tayo ay makikipagsapalaran muli bilang Kristiyano at bilang simbahan. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, tayo ay magpapalaya sa mga ginapos ng espiritu ng pagwawala. Anong pagwawala? Espiritu ng mga rabid. Nagwawala. Kahit ano lang itchi, kahit ano sigaw. Diba? Tayo rin ay makikipagsapalaran muli bilang Kristiyano at simbahan at sa pangalan ni Jesus tayo magpapalaya sa mga ginapos ng espiritu ng pagwawala. Hindi sa pamamagitan ng pagsali sa kanilang pagwawala o bardahan, bagkus sa pamamagitan ng radikal na pagmamahal. Sa pangalan ni Jesus na wala naman talagang kulay o partido pero pinapanindigan ang mga api at lahat ng biktima ng karahasan, magmahal tayong muli. Amen.